Here on Yud Daled Amud Beis, the Mishnah, top of the page, very cryptic Mishnah. Says Shum Kesef, Shave Kesef, Bifnei Beis Din, Valpi Eidim, Bnei Chorin, Bnei Bris, Vanashim Bichlal Nezek, Vanizak Vamazik B'Tashlumim. Now you go figure that. Okay, so the Rashi says, "Kula masnisin mefarsh b'gemara." So the whole thing is going to be explained. Okay, so we start with the first thing. My shum kesef. What does it mean when it says in the Mishnah shum kesef? Amar Rav Yehuda shum ze lo yehe ela b'kesef. When you evaluate the nezek, it's done according to money. You figure out the monetary loss, and then he has to pay that. Tanina lahada tanu rabbanan. It's hinted to in our Mishnah that which it says in the Braisa. Para shizika talis, vitali shizika para. You have a cow that had stepped on a talis in a chatzir and nizak and ruined it somewhat. The talis shizika para. Different ways of learning it, but one way of learning it is that the talis then was mazik the para in the Rishus HaRabim, which would be boar, and it would be the nezek of boar, and so each one damaged the other one. Einom rim teitzei para vitalis vitalis bapara, which means that you, where Rashi learns that the balapara can't grab the talis in payment, nor can the balatalis grab the para in payment, just like that. Ela shamino sabedamim, but rather you figure out how much damage was done to the para, how much damage was done to the talis, and then you subtract the difference, and the one that damaged more pays the difference in money. That's the shum kesef. Okay.
What was it happening? That you should do it without.
Right.
It's
more
the same thing.
No. What does it isn't? But you can just the havamina is that you can just grab the other one and then that's it. So that's how Rashi learns, as we'll see. Rashi says shum ze shel nezikin lo yehi ela bekesef shehei beizdin shamin kama shaven in the ezek anim asayim bekeshalo tanina bemesnis ad etan rabban bebraisa v'shma minad ha braisa ikar hi. So we see it's the braisa's ikar. Para shizika talis shedarsa leh b'chatzera nizak v'talis shizika para b'shus harabim kagon shenitkala behema v'talis v'nishbar regal apara, and then it broke its leg from the talis. Einam rim teitzei para b'talis means yitolet apara shizika talito. You can just grab the para that damaged its talis v'lo tehe nishumis without any evaluation, just grab it. Ella hein cheser, vehein yoser, yitlana, whatever it is, more or less, whatever it is, just grab the this. Ella shamin otabe damim, shamin an ezikin bekesef, lefi mashi ezik etze chavera yeshalem, and that's how you have to do it. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, the next thing, shave kesef. What is that teaching us? The Tanu Rabbanan Shave Kesef Melamed Sheein Beis Din Nizkakin Ela Nechasim Sheyesh Behem Achrayut. That when you're collecting from the mazik, you collect from its karka, his karka dafka. Now, as a nezek is collected from the karka, not from metaltalin. Ela Aval Im Kadam Nizak V'Tafas Metaltalin Beis Din In Lo Mehem. However, if the nizak, If the nizak grabbed the metaltalin from the mazik, then the beis din leaves it by him. And lichakila you pay by the land, but if he grabs the metaltalin, you leave it. Amar mar shave kesef melamei chain beis din nizkakim ella lenechasim sheyesh lemacharyut, which means karka. Now Gemara asks, my mashma, where do we see that shave kesef means karka? Well, why does shave kesef mean karka? So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, davar hashave kol kesef. Because the hint is that it's something that is worth as much money as you can get for it. In other words, there's mayni hu davar shein lo ana. Means there's no ana. As we know, there's no ana by karka. So there's no such thing as overcharging for land. And that's the hinted to in shave kesef. It's shave kol kesef. Whatever you pay for it, it's fine. There's no such thing as ana. So Gemara is docha that. Why? Because if that's what Ashavek Kesa means, then why is it dafka mean land? And Avadim and Ashtaras Nami ain lehem no na. There's no hana ona by Avadim Ashtaras either. So therefore, why is it dafka karka? El Amar Rabba Bar Ula, a different shot. Why is it called karkas called Shavek Kesef? Because it's davar hanikne bekesef. Because you make a kinyan on land with kesef. That's how you purchase land, with the giving money, and just giving the money is already the kinyan. So similarly, Gemara asks again, but why is that dafka land? Havadim ushtaras nami nikni mekesef as well. So why? So it shouldn't be dafka karka. Ela amar avashi, another pshat. Shavik kesef, why is karka shavik kesef? Because it's shavik kesef velo kesef. It's called Shavei Kesef because it's only it's like it has the value of money, but it is not money itself. V'hani kulhu kesef ninhu. However, avadim and shtaras and metaltli and everything else is actually money, meaning because you can take it and go wherever you want with it and trade with it. But you can't go grab your karka and around and take it around and trade with it. So therefore, all these other things are basically kesef, and that's why karka is called shavei kesef, because it's something that isn't really kesef, unlike these other things which you can take them and trade with them. Okay, so some Rashi. Shavei kesef, kolomar shavei kesef yifralo, melameh chain basin is kakim lipara mina mazik, elim kain yeshlo karka. You only collect from him land, the hainu shavei kesef the masnisin, that's what it means, ulakaman and farish main mashma, do we see that? Davar shavei kol kesef, shenosnim la, whatever you pay for it, it's fine. Vikaparik maini, what is that? Shedein lehem ona. As my kol kesef de kamar de ein lemona shafilu kanam beyoter midameim shtus. Even if you paid more than shtus for it, a sixth ein mocher chayav lelakzil. You don't have to give it back. Kanamrina beper kazav de avadim and shtaros and karkos ein lemona afilu kanam beyoter midameim. If you overpay, it's still the it doesn't go back. Shtaros imachar shtaros lechavero. If he sells his starchov to his friend, einekolokeach lidvoa mimenu ona. So the buyer can't say, "Hey, you overcharge me," or whatever it is. Then it's there's no ona by shtaros either. Davar nikne bekesef below mishicha. That's the karka nikne bekesef perikame de kedusha. And therefore, it's called. We thought maybe shave kesef because you purchase it with kesef, the land. Eved nami nikne bekesef kedektani bekedushin shtaros niknos bekesef. That's the avadim, but the shtaros niknos bekesef. Rashi says lo isparish heicha. I don't know where's the source for that. Ela maravashi, why is it called shavei kesef? The hainu karkas v'achi mashma shavei kesef yeshalem v'lo kesef atzmo, because it's only shavei kesef but not actual money. V'hani kulu metaltelin v'avadim ushtaros. These are all actual kesef, really. The matzili mitvinhu mimata lamata umizdavne, because you can take it from place to place and sell it. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Rami le Rav Yehuda bar Chinana Rav Huna brei de Rav Yeshua. Tana, it says in the Braisa, before we had shavei kesef lamei chain based in iskakim elin and chasim sheyesh le machraya. So it sounds like that the only thing you can collect when it comes to nezek is land. You have to, you know, the basin only takes away land from the mazik. Ay vatanya, we've learned before from the pasuk balabor yeshalem kesef yashiv livalav. So we learn from the word yashiv, and that's l'rabos shavei kesef afilu subin. If you remember that we learned from yashiv that you can give anything. So what's going on? How could the Braisa say you only collect land for nezek, but the pasuk says you can give anything you want, even sumin? So you have to say that our Braisa here is talking about yetomim. In other words, the father did nezek, and then he died, and he left his things to the kids, and now the nizak wants to collect, you know, for the nezek. He can only collect land. That's when the Braisa says you can only collect. Why? Because that's the rule when it comes to yesomim. Then you can't collect metaltelin from yesomim, only land. So very good. So that's what the Braisa, when it says that you, when it comes to nezek, you only collect land, is referring to when you're collecting from the yetomim. So Gemara says, yibi yatme, ima seifa. How does that fit with the seifa? We saw in the Braisa that im kadam nizek v'tavaz medaltlin beizin govin lo mehen. Ima diyatme yamai beizin govin lo mehen. that it said Vayter, that if in the Brisa right after that, that however, if the Nizah comes and grabs him adultly in the base and say Vaseda, they leave it. I have a summer from Yasomi we're talking about here. You're not allowed to just grab them as the Metaltlin and it's fine. You're not allowed to. So what's going on? So Kedama Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, that he said elsewhere that Chetafas Michaim. So also here, Achanami, we can say Chetafas Michaim. They were talking about a case. Rabbah said the name of Nachman. He's talking about a Balkov that he grabbed metaltalin Michaim, means before the guy died. So therefore, we can say the same thing over here, that when the next part of the Brisa, what it says, if you grab it, it's okay, we leave it. It's talking about when they grabbed the metaltalin from the father before he died. In other words, he did the Nezek, and then this guy, the Niza, grabbed the metaltalin, and then the guy died. Maybe that's why he died, I don't know. But then he died, and now he left the stuff to the Yosomim. So now he already got the metaltalin. So if the Chiddush is that if the Yotomi would now come and grab the metaltalin away from him, and so we say, no, we give it back to the guy. And since he grabbed the Michayim, we leave it by him. That's the next part of the Brisa. Okay, Rashi, Shave, Kesef, Afilusuin, Alma, Dimitaltali, Namika, Gavina, and Minazikin. Why are we Dafka saying only land? So the answer is, Biyatme, Kamrinan, talking about Yasomim. The Shavek, Lu, Avuon, Hamazik, Mikarka, if their father, the Mazik, left the Karka, Gavi, Minaya, that's what we collect from them. Aval, Mitaltali, Lo, Dimitaltali, the Yatme, Lo, Mishtabde, Labalchov, our famous saying that that Mitaltali is not Mishabed. From the Yosomim, the Ikalameimar Lacharmisa Vihem Kanum. So Rashi says here the reason is because we're afraid that maybe the Yosomim the metaltalin that were taken away from them maybe wasn't belonging to the father. Maybe they bought it. They bought it later, and therefore that's why we can't take away metaltalin from the Yosomim. Ken Amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman says Rashi Maseches Kusuvas Perek Hakosev Shetafes Michaim Davuan while the father was alive. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said in our Mishnah, Bifnei Beistin, which means what? That if the Mazik has in his Rishus Karka, when he's coming to Toveya him, the Nisa is coming to Toveya him, so then we collect the Karka and we give it to him. Now, what is it coming to exclude? Prat Lemocher Nechasav. As opposed to what? Let's say the guy did damage. The Mazik did damage. Then he went and he sold his field, let's say. And any money he got for it, he wasted it. And it's gone. And now along comes the Nizak to collect. And the guy's got no money. That tough luck. He can't go now, cannot go now and collect from the land that the Mazik had sold in the meantime. That's what is coming to tell us. If they basing only what the land he has, mamish at a time when he goes to in front of basing, and not they could not collect from land that he had sold after he was mazik. So the Gemara says that's difficult. Why? Because what do you want to tell me? Shmami na lava lavo macher nechasa v'charkach ba lebasing ain basing govin lo man. That's obviously not the case. In other words, by a halva, it doesn't work that way. In other words, the guy owes me money, and in the meantime, he goes sells land, and then when I come to collect, he doesn't have anything, so I can go to ref from the lukuchos, right? I can take away from the people that bought after the loan. So this is the same thing over here. The mazik owes me money, and he's like a balkov. He owes me money. You know, he was mazik me, and then he goes sells his land. Why can't I go grab the land from the buyers? Doesn't make any sense. Ella, you have to say that what does it mean in the Mishnah Bifnei Beistin? A whole different shot. It means when we have a din of knasos, that has to be Bifnei Beistin, meaning it has to be a proper basting of mumchim and smuchim, prat le basting tel hedyot, as opposed to basting tel hedyot, that they're not allowed to collect knasos. That's what this Mishnah is going to be teaching me. Rashi Bifnei Beistin Hachi Mashma Amimas Nisin Shave Kesef Bifnei Beistin Shehu Karkota Bifnei Beistin. It has to be there in front of the Beistin that you're collecting. Prat Lamocher Nechasav V'Kila Mahamos, and then the money's gone, because obviously still if he has the money that he got from the Karka, I can collect the money that he has. We're talking about he sold the Karka, wasted away the money, and he has nothing now. Ubala Beistin Shein Beistin Nifreim in a Kolkos, so you don't collect from the Lukukos Shmamina bitmiya v'ha kaimalan de'ati malve v'tarif. We know that a malve could go ahead and tarif from the kukos. Ela lahachiyata masnisin the based in mumchin danin dine knasos. Come and teach me that only you need a base, a real based in a mumchin. Only they can dan knasos v'lo based in hedyotos. Okay. Finally, the next thing in the Mishnah we have al pi edim. It says that the chiyuv of knas is only if there's edim, real authentic edim that are there being made. Prat le mode beknas v'achar kach ba'u edim shu patur. So that's coming to exclude that if it says al pi edim, meaning there has to be edim, but not if he was mode beknas and then the edim come afterwards. So then he's patur. In order to be chayav, he has to. It's only if he wasn't moda. Because if he was moda, beknas, he's pater. Even if the edim come afterwards, he's still pater. So the Gemara says, okay, hanicha lamanda amar de moda beknas v'chachach ba'u edim pater. Elamanda amar de moda beknas v'chachach ba'u edim chayav ma'ika lameimer. It's a machloikas. This exact scenario: if a person is moda beknas, normally moda beknas is pater. That's true. But what happens if edim come after that? Is he still pater or not? It's a machloikas. So the way we explain the Mishnah is fine according to the Manda Amr that says, in fact, you're Pater, and we're saying that's what the Mishnah is telling me over here. But according to the Manda Amr, it says you're still Chayav when Edim come afterwards. So now, how are you going to explain the Mishnah? So we'll give a different shot. So according to that Manda Amr, say Faith Strichalei. In other words, you're supposed to read the Mishnah that the din of the Edim is, you're supposed to read on. It says, Valpi Edim b'nei chorin b'nei bris. And I was read the next words in the Mishnah together with Al Pi Edim. It goes together as one, meaning that the Edim have Al Pi Edim. The Edim have to be Bnei Chorin and Bnei Bris. Okay, this the Mishnah says now in Tesvav Amud Aleph, Bnei Chorin and Bnei Bris, meaning what? Bnei Chorin is coming to exclude Lemeute Avadim, that the Edis for the Nezikin, whatever, they can't be slaves, which are not, they're not kosher for Edis, and also they have to be B'nai Bris Lemu'ute of the Kochavim, that they can't be Goyim either. And so they discuss the Mephoshim, what's the Chiddush in that? I mean, we know Eid is Eid everywhere in the Torah. You can't have an Eid that's a Goy, you can't have an Eid that's an Eved who's a Goy, right? Well, what's the Chiddush over here? So they say that by a Nezikin, with these type of things, with animals damaging, usually these are the people that are found at the place of damage. And where do your animals? Are there animals? They're the Goyim, the Avadim, they're the ones that are metapa with the animals. So they're usually the ones that are around when the damage is done, and not regular B'nei Chorin people. And therefore, you might think that the Chachamim maybe made a takana that over here will allow them to be the Edim, because who else are we going to? There's nobody else around except for them. So Kamash Malan, no, they're not. We can't use them. Okay, with Sricha, why do we need the both to be taught that Goyim are no good and Avadim are no good? Because the Iyashmin and Eved, if I only had Eved, I would have said Mishum De'ein Lo Yachas, because he's not Micheches after his, no Yichus after his father. Aval Nachri, the Eish Lo Yachas, Nachri, the Goy does have Yichus. We'll see, Rashi's going to say the sources. Eimalo, maybe he's not Apostle Fadus. And if I were only taught by a goy that he's possible for Edus of Nezik, and I would say Mishum Dolo Shayach Bemitzvahs, because he's not shy at all Bemitzvahs, the goy. He's not shy in any mitzvahs. Of all Eved, the Shayach Bemitzvahs, maybe in Eved, since he has the mitzvahs of a woman, Eimalo, maybe he's not possible to Edus. Therefore, it's Richa, I have to be Memayat, also the Eved, and also the goy. Okay, let's see, Rashi's. Alpi Edim, on the bottom of Yudal Lamed Beis. Al pi edim she yaidu al nezek mebeisdin she zeiziko that is made in the nezek and beisdin that the damage hanichol amar plugsa he the lekaman in perik maruba bnei chorin and tesvav amud aleph says Rashi shiwa edim bnei chorin u bnei bris eved ein lo yachas the amrina beperik habal yavimto hakol modim be eved she ein lo yachas. Everybody agrees that the eved doesn't have any yichus. Could exceed as it says. Ima chamor by Avram Avinu, and they darshan am hadomim lechamor. Nachri yesh lo yachas. They do can be far shasam. They exceed as it says. Hadrimon ben Tavrimon ben az Chazal. So here we see that they're goyim and they're called the son of so and so. So we see that he has yichus. Evik nani shaykh b'mitzvus she'anashim chayavos b'hem de gamar la la mi'isha.